And all the time, amen. He's good indeed. Pastor Rob spoke about the Holy Spirit. And I had a song I wanted to sing, and it's about the Holy Spirit. I will go with you, Holy Spirit. I lay my life before you. Here I am, here I am. Use me to fulfill your call. I will go wherever you will. I will go, I will go with you, Holy Spirit. I lay my life before you. Here I am, here I am. Use me to fulfill your call. I will go wherever you lead. We will go wherever you lead. Holy Spirit, there is nothing we can do without you. Nothing at all. Nothing. We are nothing without you. We can't live without you. We can't move without you. Because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. And today, we call on you, Holy Spirit, even right now. We say, come and move in every single one of us. We say, come and touch us to the core of our being. Lord, we don't want to do church. We want you. Father, I don't just want to preach another sermon. Lord, I want to speak. I want your power, Father God, to move. Father, I want the people to be touched, to be transformed. Father, it doesn't make any sense to come and preach. Yes, it was a nice message. No, Lord, we don't want nice messages. We want messages that touch life. Messages that transform lives. Father God, that when we see, Father, the people around us, Father, we see you move in their lives, even ours, Father. Lord, we want that transformation. Father, we want that turnaround in each and every one of us. We want that turnaround in this church. Father God, move. Speak to us individually, Father. You know us. You know us, Holy Spirit. You know areas in our lives, Lord, that you've been asking us, pointing out to us, Holy Spirit. I want a change there. I want a transformation there. I want you to move away from this. I want you to draw closer to me. I want you, Holy Spirit. We pray that by the time we leave this place today, Lord, our mind will be made to search for you even more, to hunger after righteousness, to hunger after the things of God, to hunger to know you more. And Father, we know that you said, if we are thirsty, if we are hungry, Lord, you will fill us. We ask you to fill us today. Have your way in me. Speak through me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm preaching on a vision. Ephesians chapter 4, and I will cover verse 1 to verse 17. Let's go into our Bible, please. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. You know, I remember the last time I preached on Ephesians chapter 1. And Ephesians chapter 1 was about knowing who you are in Christ. You know, knowing the spiritual gift that God is giving us in Christ, right? When you don't know who you are, the enemy will mess up with your life. When we don't know who we are in Christ, we're going to live through our Christian life defeated. You see, the young people today, even some of us, we have a problem of identity. You know, we want to prove to people, I am this, I am that. You know, some, I want to dress this way because I want to show people that I'm important. I want to drive this car because when I drive this car, people look at me in a certain way. I want to live in this kind of house because when I live in this kind of house, you know, people will value me. These are all worldly things. It doesn't matter which car I drive. It doesn't matter which clothes I wear. It doesn't matter where I live. When I know that what defines me, I'm not defined by those things. They are good. They are nice, right? If God blesses us with them, fine. But I'm defined by this, the word of God. Who the Lord says, I am. I am chosen. I am redeemed. I am justified. I am forgiven. I am accepted in Christ. I have the seal of the Holy Spirit. I have an inheritance. Can you imagine that? These are blessings. These are things that the world cannot give. You know what? When we live our life based on that, let me tell you something. I walk with pride. I walk with confidence. You know why? Because I know who I am in Christ. And when the enemy comes against me, I'm not afraid. Because I know the power that I have in Christ. Pastor Rob talks about the Holy Spirit. I know that the Holy Spirit lives in me. Imagine what God, Jesus, unlimited Jesus lives in me. When I pray with confidence. When something is wrong, you know, someone said to me, oh, when you pray like that, there are demons. Are you not afraid? I said, no, I'm not afraid of any demon. Why? Christ is in me. The Holy Spirit lives in me. I have the power of God in me. Why should I be afraid of any demon? Why should I be afraid of any spirit? No. Very important. Now the thing is, we've been called to be children of God. And Apostle Paul is saying here to the church of Ephesus, he said, I beseech thee, prisoners of the Lord, he says, to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. We've been called to be children of God. We are children of God. But he said, walk worthy of that calling. You know, when you read Romans chapter 12, he's saying to the Romans, Christian as well, the same word, I beseech thee, is like, I implore you, I beg you, please walk worthy of that calling. It means walk as a child of God. Walk as a child of God. And what does it mean to walk as a child of God? Walk according to what the Word of God says. Live a life that reflects this. A life that reflects our Father, reflects who we are in Christ. You know, it's unfortunate today. In many churches, we don't want to talk about sin. We excuse ourselves. You know, these are our little flaws. No, sin is sin. Right? Sin is sin. We cannot change what we are not ready to confront. If we live in sin, we have some habits that we know that they do not reflect who we are in Christ, and we keep excusing them. Guess what? We're not going to change. We are not going to change. We need to come to the place where we realize, you know what? This is wrong. Because the Holy Spirit who lives in us convicts us. He will convict you. He convicts me. Ella, this is wrong. I have two choices. I can rather be excusing, you know. I'm just doing it because, you know. Or I say, Lord, yes, it's wrong. I need you. I want to change. Lord, change me. Lord, transform me. And guess what? He will do it because that is his desire. He will do it. The Bible says that without holiness, no one will see God. And he said, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. What does it mean to be holy? We have been sanctified. You know, the Bible says that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, when we come to Christ, there is a righteousness that has been imparted to us. We are righteous. But you know, there is that righteousness, that life of sanctification that we're supposed to walk. And that's why Apostle Paul said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, it is our responsibility to begin to look into our life. I begin to say, Lord, I want to change. You know what? The Bible talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I want to be like that. We are talking about revival. We talk about revival all the time. Father, we're praying. Even when we're singing those songs, while we're singing, I sat there and I was saying, you know, we are singing and we say, "Holy." One of the songs was, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. What was the song again? It said, burn, something like that. Let the fire fall. We are all praying, let the fire fall. Do you know what the fire does? It burns. It refines. Which means it hurts. It hurts. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said, I beseech you, I implore you, by the mercies of God, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, pleasant and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. You know, when we talk about worship, we think of standing there and singing. That's good. That's just part of it. Worship is the life that we live. We worship God with everything that we do. You know, every moment of the day we worship God. Your job, the way you do your job, is an act of worship to God. The way you live your life with your children is an act of worship. Everything that we do is an act of worship. So which means the way that we do it is either we worship God through the way that we do it, or else we worship the enemy. If we do not worship God with our life, we worship the enemy. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Guess what? God doesn't do it for us. He says, present. We are the one who present our body. We are the one who put it there. And it's a living sacrifice. A sacrifice is not something pleasant. I will say it again. A sacrifice is something that is costly. A sacrifice is something that is painful. We have habits that we are used to. I just want to do a demonstration. Kerry, Lucy, Pastor Rob. No, I'll go to Grace. Not Pastor Rob, Grace. If you want to come forward, please. I want to do a demonstration for us to understand something. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians, it was this Lucy. Sorry, Lucy. Lucy Caton wanted to come forth. Thank you. The Bible says that we are spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. So this is Lucy. She is the spirit. That is the soul and that is the body. Now, when we come to Christ, guess what? Your spirit man becomes perfect, reconnected to God. Your soul, where you have your mind, your will, and your emotion is the same. And your body is there. Your spirit cannot operate without your body. This is the center of everything, information. Everything is there. Your mind, the way you reason, your emotion, your will, where you make your decisions, everything is there. So this is the most important part right now when you come to Christ. Because for your spirit to take over and live through your body the way that God wants, what is here needs to change. And when we come to Christ, there is a lot of junk in there. The way that we've lived our life, the way that we've walked, you know, everything, the information, everything is there. We've been ruled by the enemy for a long time. So when we come to Christ, there are Christians who think that things are going to just change like that. No, your spirit man become perfect, but there is a work to do in order for your spirit to take over. So that's why Apostle Paul says in Romans 12 verse 1, he says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. Why? Because in the past, we were conformed to those patterns, the way that we live. He said, rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means that your mind now needs to be renewed. If you want your spirit to take over the way that you live, your mind needs to renew. So the more your mind is renewed, the more your body then is going to live in a way that glorifies God. The lesser you renew your mind, the lesser that your spirit takes control. Your flesh, your old man, the sinful man, will continue, although you are a child of God. So you can find Christian people who have been in a church for 10, 15 years, they are still baby Christian. Why? Because of the level at which they renew their mind. They don't really take time to renew their mind. And what does it mean to renew your mind? It means going into the Word of God, doing the things that helps you grow spiritually so your spirit takes control. Amen. Thank you, ladies. So with this now, you understand that it is your responsibility, my responsibility, for us to renew our mind. When we come to church, we receive the Word of God. You know, this is not enough. If what you receive on a Sunday is what you take and you need, that is going to help you throughout the week, unfortunately, that's not enough. So you cannot feed yourself, or let's say we cannot feed ourselves with 3 square meals every day, and we give a snack. Feed our spirit with a snack, and we want to work in the power of God and, you know, overcome the flesh, it is impossible. It is impossible. I want us to wake up. I think the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, wake up. Wake up. Let's wake up. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time for us individually to wake up and say, you know what? I don't just want to be a Christian. I don't just want to be someone who gave their life to Christ. But I want to live a transformed life. I want to live a life that when people see me, as Jesus said, they see my life, they see my action, and they glorify my Father who is in heaven because of the change and transformation in my life. You know, when our life changes, sorry, last week I was saying, you don't pull people out there, you say, come in. When the Holy Spirit is moving somewhere, you don't need to call for people to come. They will come. You know, if you see a tree, an apple tree doesn't say to people, come, come, come. I have apples. You need them. No. If you need apples, you go to that tree. You go to that tree. So when we have what the world wants, guess what? They will come to us. They will come to us. I want us to ask ourselves this question. Where am I in my walk with God? Where am I? Where am I? Because it's very important to take stock. Where am I right now? And ask the Holy Spirit to identify areas of changes. The Lord wants to use you. The Lord wants to use me. But you know what? It comes with consecration. It comes with consecration. Where you decide that I don't want an ordinary life anymore. I want to be different. I want to be different. We want to be different. You know, the Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5, we all know about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It says, walk in the Spirit so you will not fulfill, you know, the lust of the flesh. Let's walk in the Spirit. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? And what is the lust of the flesh? You know, when we talk about the flesh, it's about putting our own desires above God's word. You know, try to live independently from God's word or from God. It's about how I feel. You know, if this feels good, it doesn't matter if it doesn't comply with the word of God, I'm going to do it. It's about pleasing myself. And walking in the Spirit is about allowing the Holy Spirit to walk through us. You know, when I have to take a decision, it's no longer about me. It's about asking the Lord, about looking at the Word of God. Does it comply with the Word? If we are led by the Holy Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the one thing is that the Holy Spirit cannot lead us independently from the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will only lead us based on what is in the Word of God. So that is the reason that we need to know the Word of God. Let's take time to study the Word. Let's take time to know God. It's good to watch all the sermons, yes. Unfortunately, there is just so much out there in the internet that for those who do not really know their word, the word of God, is easy for us to be derailed. If you don't really know the truth, how would you know that what someone is saying is a lie? It's only the truth of the word of God that sets free. So if I don't know the truth of the word of God, I can listen to any preacher, and you know what? And sometimes they will say things that really entice me, and some of them can really speak to your flesh, you know. And you feel good, you feel happy. No changes. Knowing the word. The word, you know, one of the things that I do is that when I read the word, and I read something, and I use it as prayer. While I'm reading, and I come across something, says, submit to the Lord. Immediately I pray, Father, Lord, I want to submit to you. What does it mean to submit to you? Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, when I read the word, through the word, I pray as well. You know, there is so much that the Lord wants to do. So much. So much. To be honest, I'm just preaching as led by the Holy Spirit. There's a lot there. The one I was looking at, Pastor Rob, focused on walking worthy. The title, when he put, where he usually put, you know, little title like that when you're preaching. So, walking worthy, and I want to focus on that. Walking worthy. We are praying for revival. I've done some, you know, research and watched people of all that God has used, and even people that God is using. The very set first thing, you know, for revival to take place, even in our life, is holiness, living a life of sanctification, a life of being set apart. A life of surrenderness. You know, when I say I surrender to you, we sing I surrender to you. I surrender to you is not just a song. I surrender to you means that everything that I am, everything that I have, everything, Lord, I give it to you. You know, when we come to Christ and we say, Lord, I make you my Lord and Savior, do we even know the meaning of the word Lord? Lord means someone who rules over your life. If I say I've made you my Lord and Savior, it means, Lord Jesus, you have the rule over my life. You lead my life. You tell me what to do. I mean, there is nothing that I will do without consulting you, because you are my Lord. And what I'm supposed to do is to please you. How is my life pleasing to God? That's another question that I want to ask us. How is my life pleasing to God? How is my life pleasing to God? And you know, when we talk about holiness as well, you know, some people will say, oh, is it possible to live without committing sin and without... There is a difference between making mistakes and living a life of sin. Living a life of sin is repeatedly doing the same thing, you know, without, even when the Holy Spirit convicts you, you give excuses and you please in what you're doing. We are pleased in what we are doing, even though we know it's wrong. That is rebellion. That is rebellion. We choose a life of holiness. Lord, I'm walking with you. It will cost me. And that is the word, it will cost you. It will cost us when we say that I want to live a life of separation. I want to live a life of holiness. There are friends who will say, I'm no longer friend with you. You know, because the things that we used to do, you don't want to do them. Who cares? Goodbye. I don't want you either, because you're holding me back from walking my walk with God. You know, there are certain habits. Sitting there watching TV shows for 5 hours and rewind. It was that Housewife of Atlanta, or, you know, and they have so many of them. You know, the entertainment industry is like, the enemy is like, I will get you. You're hooked up to this. So I will see if you are really going to take your time, you know, to worship God or to seek God. Spending hours scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I want to ask a question. What will happen if we decide that instead of scrolling and scrolling, I'm going to take that time to build my life up? I want to tell you something. Those people that we are watching and scrolling, they are making their own life. People are making content there for us to be watching, and they are making money out of us watching their content. How is that changing your life? How is that changing my life? I want to be better. I want to be transformed. That will cost my time. Sometimes that may cost my sleep. Where the Holy Spirit say, get up, Ella, it's 5 a.m. You think, Lord, I want to sleep. You say, get up. If I'm Lord over your life, you need to get up, because now you have to pray. Amen. And guess what? You're not even praying for yourself. Because when you get up like that, you're praying for yourself. That is comforting. He said, no, you're going to pray for this neighborhood where you're living. No, you're going to pray for Pastor Rob. Oh, Father, Pastor Rob can pray for himself. Yeah, that's what it means. You surrender. We surrender. Our life doesn't belong to us. You know, I want to tell you, I want to talk a little bit about myself, and to be honest, it's not boastful. I want to, for me, is to stir up someone, is to motivate someone today, is to make someone leave this place and say, you know what? I want more of God. I want more. I want more. I gave my life to Christ. I was 12 years old. 12 years. I fasted. I remember one time. Nobody told me to fast. I was young, so the church where it was Assemblies of God, they wouldn't say fast. Ella, you're too young. I wanted to get baptized. They said, no, you're young. I cried. I wept. And I'm like, I want to get baptized. They say, you're too young. I would fast like the whole day, no food, and then go to church without eating. Spend the night there on my own, praying. I remember my grandma would be like, what's wrong with this child? I'm just praying. Ask me what? I just pray. Came back home 5 a.m. and start looking for something to eat. My grandma would be like, so fast forward. I spent time fasting, not because the church was fasting, but because I wanted more of God. I wanted God. And I'm like, I want to live my life as a Christian different. Lord, I want you. I want to know you. I want to move with you. I would do 40 days. I'll fast. Back in Cameroon, I remember, there is a year where I prayed from 11 till maybe 1 a.m. or past midnight, every day for over a year. What was I praying for? Honestly, when I went in his presence, it was, Lord, transform me. Lord, change me. Lord, I want to love the way you love. Lord, I want to care for people the way you care for people. Lord, Lord, transform my character. Lord, change me. You know, when I came over here, I remember 2016, December 2016, I was watching a preacher, and he was talking about fasting as well. I was used to doing, you know, my normal fast, And he talked about complete fast, 21 days, 7 days. And I said, Lord, I've never done this. But I want to do it because I want more of you. I just want more of you, Lord. And for the first time, I went for 7 days without food, just liquid. And I want to tell you something. My life was transformed. I felt, you know, in my spirit, the power and authority when I was speaking, when I was preaching, it was different. There was a shift in the atmosphere. There was a shift in my life. And let me tell you why. Because I said, Lord, I don't just want to stand and preach. I don't just want to be another preacher. Lord, I want when I preach, like Apostle Paul said, that the word that I brought unto you, they were not just mere words, but they were full with the power of the Holy Spirit. I say, Lord, that's what I want when I preach. That's what I want when I speak to people. That's what I want. I want the word when it comes out, Lord, let it come out with power. Throughout 2027, I fasted every week. 3 days without food continuously. I wasn't praying for God to bless me with a house, with money, with anything. It was God, use me. Lord, use me to make a change out there. That is the prayer that I pray. December 2019. The Lord led me into a 21-day fast without food, just liquid. I remember when the last day of the fast, I had some people I was praying for. They said to me, Ella, we can't get close to you. I said, why? They said, the power of God that is in you is like pushing us away. We can't really get close. I didn't feel it, to be honest. The people around me. You know, the Lord will use me to pray for people on the phone, baptism of the Holy Spirit, deliverance, wherever. My desire is that God use me. Let life be touched. Let life be transformed. Not for my glory, but for His glory. You all know I've been ill, had a surgery. When my husband left, I'm like, Lord, I just want my spirit to be revived. I've been a bit cold, and with all of this, I'm going to take a fast. I started fasting my husband left on the 10th, and on the 11th, I said, okay, we go. I've been on painkillers, and I'm like, I'm not going to take these painkillers, you know. I'll take them after I break the fast in the evening, but I'm going to go like that. Pain, you like it, you don't like it, you're going to leave this body because I'm going to fast. And I carried on. I'll stop eating maybe 8, 9, and then I'll eat the next day, maybe 7 p.m., and I carried on. And you know, before my birthday, the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart for some reason, said, I want you to go through a complete fast now. And I was like, I haven't done that for a while. But I was willing. Why? Because I wanted my spirit to be gingered up again. I started a complete fast. Today is day 11 without food. Nobody dies for not eating. I've been in His presence, praying, reading the word, seeking Him. And guess what? Just, Lord, use me. Lord, I am tired to see the church. I'm tired to see my sisters and my brothers without fire in their life. And that is my reason of going through this and saying, I won't eat. I will be in your presence. I will seek you. I will pray because, Lord, I want to see life around me change. I want to see people having the passion for God. I want to see people experiencing your presence. I want to see people broken by the power of the Holy Spirit. What are you ready to let go? You can do like me. I'll be honest. It's been a long time of consistency doing this. But you can start from somewhere. You can start from somewhere. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? What he says to you is different from what he will say to me. But what is he saying to you? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to become a living sacrifice? Are you ready to give up on things, on people, on habit? Are you ready? You know, Pastor Rob talked about Abraham. You know, Abraham was ready to sacrifice Isaac. That was his only son. And when he said to his servant, he said, stay there. Me and the lad were going to worship God. That was worship, sacrificing his son. What is your Isaac? What is my Isaac? The Bible says in Isaiah, I think chapter 6, it says that the day that King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the face of the Lord. Isaiah was a prophet. Like you can say, I'm a born again. We are all born again Christian. But King Uzziah had to die for Isaiah to see the face of the Lord, a prophet. What is that King Uzziah in your life and mine that need to die so that we can move to a greater walk with God? God is moving. And the one thing before I close, that I want to tell you what fasting does and encourage you. You might start from somewhere. People I know who have never fasted, I say, go without breakfast if you can. Just keep your breakfast. But take that time to seek God. You know, food is important, right? Water is important. And that's why most often in the Bible, it will say, he that thirsty, he that is hungry. Why is God using that? It's because we can't go without food most of the time. Water is very important. So when you say, I put aside my food, you know, to seek you, God, God takes it serious. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, when you fast, he didn't say if you fast, when you fast. And he said to his disciple, this kind go only through fasting and prayer. There are some kinds, even in our lives, in the lives of our family, that will go only through prayer and fasting. And we've been praying for a long time, and the Lord is saying, add to it a bit of fasting, and you will see the difference. I have my friend Lucy Caton there. I remember we were praying for the family, and she said to me, this year the Lord said to me, I have to fast. And she started, she told me, weekend six, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, she will fast 6 to 6 and prayed. And she said, I've been seeing tremendous things in my family. She's sitting there. So what is it that fasting does? You know, you have a big tank where there is water. And there is a pipe that is hooked to that tank. You know what? That's the way we are. The Spirit of God is there, like the water is there, flowing. But most of the time, it can't flow to its maximum capacity because the pipe is clogged. Clogged with food. Clogged with food. Apostle Paul said their God is their belly. Your belly can become, our belly can become our God. Clogged with food. But when we decide, you know what, I'm going to put food plate aside. I'm going to seek you. You become empty like the Holy Spirit can flow. The power can flow. You can hear from God with clarity. And you can pray with clarity and effectiveness. If you have medical issues, you can fast. The Bible talks about Daniel fast. You put away pleasurable food. Sugar, you know, pizza, all of those. And say, okay, I'll eat vegetable and fruits. Because you have medical issue, but that is a sacrifice. And God honors that. Jesus said, you receive a reward just for fasting. I would just like us to stand on our feet, please. Why bird plays the song. And I would like us to really sing it with all our heart. That's the power of the Holy Spirit.